right, this is Pure Decking for June the 5th, 2014. This is a show about stuff that interests me, like our current police state, information security, and the scripts I'm writing to search your command history. I'm Morps, and tonight I have the man with so much trust in his fellow man, he wears sandals in the men's room. Are you 486?
Sandals. Bareback, baby. Bareback.
The man with so little trust in his fellow man, he locks himself in his house at night to avoid the roving bands of...
Fanny bandits.
Fanny bandits, that was the term. Sard.
You would too, goddammit. They're everywhere.
And the man with the plan for the protest, which I will be hiding from the protest because I don't want to be on any more lists than I'm already on. Hugo. Hey, man, what's up?
I'm pretty sure I'm on every list there is, so I'm fucked either way.
So, I was drinking some Yingling black and tan, since I can get that now, but I've went ahead and switched over to the freaking bourbon. What'd you mix with your coffee?
Cigarette ash and a little bit of floor grindings. Just for that full-bodied flavor.
Nice. Sorry, did you grab anything interesting?
Nope, just a regular old shot cup.
Hugo, are you drinking anything interesting?
A Mountain Don't. You take Mountain Dew and any alcohol you have on hand and you mix them.
Nice. Very awesome. Nice.
I have the fear.
Oh, we need to bring Let's Get Drunk back just so you can Hugo can get on there and really get smashed on air. That'd be great. We should do that. Anyways,
Really get smashed.
A little bit of station news. I've been meaning to update the website for like a week. It's just the new job's been kicking my ass, so it hasn't happened. Sorry. I did finally get around to posting last week's show like today, but it's been uploaded. So that's
nothing.
Yeah, that's totally on me. I'm still getting the ropes on this new job and pretty much walked into a shit storm. So it's like, well, fantastic. But
is it going well, at least, would you say?
For me.
Well, that's
good. It's the equivalent of George W. Bush turning on the TV and going, what about a hurricane?
Well, let's just say I'm going to have a lot of leeway to do some things I'd like to see done, at least for a little while. So,
good. Very good.
Yeah. Anyways, so I guess we'll go ahead and hop right into it here. For discussion tonight, I thought we could talk about how much the NSA is loving your selfies. I mean, we've talked about it a lot. It's like the NSA has been monitoring everybody's internet, yet they're not catching anybody. Have you seen them stop anything? It's like, what are they doing with it, right?
Well, but their answer is you never hear anything of it because we're so good. We stopped it all.
So that's why we still have, what's his guy, the Epic Virgin. He was making YouTube videos.
Clown a lot.
Yeah, I mean, he was making YouTube videos about what he was going to do and they didn't catch him. So,
well, you see, there weren't enough pictures of him online because no one's taking photos of him.
And seriously, what NSA guy is going to sit down and watch those videos, man? I tried to.
Yeah.
And holy crap. The NSA guy, they probably lost 6 field officers, man, for killing himself. You know, just puddling through that horse shit.
So, the article, I saw a couple of versions of it, but I just went ahead and linked to the New York Times version. National Security Agency is harvesting huge numbers of images of people from communications that it intercepts throughout its global surveillance operations for use in sophisticated facial recognition programs, according to top secret documents. The agency intercepts millions of images per day, including about 55,000, 55,000 facial recognition quality images, which translate into tremendous untapped potential, according to 2011 documents obtained from Snowden, because, God, they're still finding shit in this. This is the thing I don't like about the Snowden documents. They're... it's like, he dumped these things well over a year ago, and they're still doling out crap from these things. I've always had concerns about it because he went straight to journalists with it. if he really wanted everybody to know what was up with it besides the journalists, he should have just dumbed the data dump, you know, just dump it out on Pirate Bay or something like WikiLeaks did.
Yep.
That, you know, that way you could really see everything you're going through, because now we're stuck with the news organizations doling shit out day after day just to make a news story. But, yeah.
Well, there is one advantage to that, in that someone's actually going through it and interpreting it.
Yeah. But, you know, and that's true, but they could also be coloring it, so.
That's true.
I don't have much trust for the news media, but... Anyways, so apparently the NSA is grabbing all these pictures from shit they're intercepting, which means your Facebook posts. you know, Facebook Incorporated, FBI, nobody.
Yep.
Yeah. But
you can't talk, Sod. You've been living under a rock.
Well, we have
didn't
pictures
know who
under rocks.
Virgin guy was.
I'm sorry.
Next thing you'll be screaming a last snack bar.
I said a rock, not a cave. And there aren't any sheep in here.
Wait, I thought that was New Zealand.
Close enough. Camels, sheep, whatever.
Wow, geography failed you well.
I live under a rock. What do you expect?
Nice.
No arguing with that.
So...
But this is one reason why I do not like having my photo taken.
I don't blame you. I mean, especially with digital camera anymore. I mean, where's the... it's not just traditional communications we're after. It's taking a full arsenal approach that digitally exploits the clues a target leaves behind in their regular activities on the net to compile biographic and biometric information that can help implement precision targeting, noted a 2010 document. Neither federal privacy laws nor the nation's surveillance laws provide specific protections for facial images. Now, I know that's true because I had to look it up in my old job because there were privacy concerns about pictures on several websites, and there's not actually any law protecting your image. If you give consent in a private place or... You know, the photo's taken in a public place and given consent. You know, if your employer takes a picture, that's giving consent. There's not really any laws protecting your picture.
Yeah, the only laws protecting pictures are either if it was taken when you're under expectation of privacy, like in a bathroom or something like that.
Sure.
Or if they're trying to sell your image. Those are the only two times where you can get upset about someone taking your image and using it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Even...
That's one of the reasons...
Even if it...
go ahead, Sard.
I was just going to say, if, say, they take your picture and, you know, make a funny gif out of it or something like that for, like, slandering.
Well, you think about the memes, you know, all the internet memes that are floating around. I don't know if you've walked into a Spencer's lately or not, but they've got all kinds of, like, t-shirts and shit with internet memes on them.
Right. Well, what about that picture that, Beyonce or whatever wanted removed.
Oh, the one wanted removed. Yeah, the one they repost every once in a while just to remind you
it
exists.
Claiming like slander or something like that, or defamation of character or whatever they were trying to do with it.
Oh yeah.
Where does that fall into play as far as your image?
Well, I think that falls under. It's like you just can't sue everyone.
Some people would like to try.
That's true. That's true. But I mean. You're right. It really is just, you know, it's like we're going to sue anybody who posts this picture. But the thing is with that, I'm not quite sure what kind of argument you can really make there, especially from a legal standpoint. What is it, copyright infringement to post an unflattering picture of somebody? I mean, it was a public performance Beyonce gave or whoever it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So.
True.
You know, they grabbed a funny screen cap from the video, and there it is. But
yeah, that's what's meant by reasonable expectation of privacy. She couldn't reasonably expect to be in privacy when she was on performing on stage, so she's kind of SOL.
Well, and it's a good parallel to get back to, though, because if you're posting your pictures on, you know, Facebook, LinkedIn, what's Snapchat? Is that the one that supposedly deletes it after 15 minutes and doesn't?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Like Snapchat.
If you're posting your picture all over the place, you're effectively on a stage. So, you know, those bathroom selfies, they love that shit because it's like, oh, we'll just feed this right in the facial recognition with a, information from your Facebook profile, and there you go. When you walk through the airport, we know who you are.
Yeah, well, because you uploaded it yourself, see, there's the workaround. You've automatically given consent because you uploaded it yourself.
Absolutely. So I'm not. There's not a legal argument here to say that what they're doing is wrong, the exception of the interception. But
what about it's all about the people in the background or whatever, you know, that you accidentally grabbed, you know, the dude sitting on the John that was in the bathroom that you took that selfie at, you know, what about him?
What kind of selfies are you taking? You're taking a selfie and there's some asshole sitting on in your bathroom with you.
You said taking the selfie in the bathroom.
Well, isn't that where you do it?
I don't know, I guess.
I'm not good at selfie etiquette, so.
But, I mean, what does that guy expect?
I don't know. I'm
in the background.
I'm just trying to picture Sard in the bathroom with some asshole in the background. So I guess, you know, Fox in the shitter while Sard's taking a selfie
exactly.
in the bathroom.
What is Fox going to do? I mean.
Well, hopefully in that case, he's going to yell at you.
Get shit out of you for being a dumbass in his toilet.
He's going to yell at you, get out of the fucking bathroom.
Oh, no, man. I got to take this sweet selfie. Click.
Gonna post this up to G15 later on. Say what's up, everybody, all my fans.
Put a couple of Instagram filters on it and art.
It's art. Third after that.
Wow, old timey art.
See now. Oh, it's too bad Swab's not around. We could get him to Photoshop something for us real quick. Fox just in the background looking pissed
week.
On the toilet. yeah. So apparently this NSA program is called Wellspring, and it's actually targeting, they say, emails and other communications. I'm willing to bet you the other communications are, you know, any website, pretty much. So, but yeah, they're basically scraping pictures off the internet and feeding them into facial recognition software. So that's how they'll build the database. You don't have to be arrested or given suspicion or anymore. They're just going to build it right from the social media networks. And because if you think about it, you and Hugo may not have this, but you know, Sard, I'm sure you did. Did you get fingerprinted in elementary school during the police tour that everybody does?
You know what?
What?
I've heard of it, but I don't believe I ever did. No.
You didn't get it? Yeah, I remember in grade school.
They still do it.
Oh yeah, they take
you
to the police station. They give you the tour and they take everybody's fucking fingerprints. Well, after a couple of years those things are useless. So it's not as big a deal as it's made out to be.
Well, in my school we got fingerprinted, but it wasn't at a police station and the police didn't take them. You got fingerprinted and prints were printed on a piece of paper which was given to your parents, and the idea was if you ever went missing they're supposed to give that to police.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same thing here.
Wow, Madman's saying in the chat room he never got printed, but that's interesting. So maybe it was just me. Maybe I was in the targeted group.
They knew this guy, he's gonna grow up one day and run a website when he gets prints now.
Yeah,
because he'll never leave his house otherwise.
Yeah.
Never have another chance.
But I'm just thinking, in, you know, long term, when you know what are they going to do? They're going to take everybody's school pictures and feed that into their facial recognition database.
If they aren't already.
Well, I'm sure they have. But you know that doesn't do you much good 10 years down the line when you know somebody's face, you know, they put on 200 pounds and you know lost an eye or something. I don't know.
Actually, I think it does because like if you have a gradient like from every year you get a school photo taken, right? You can see how they're aging.
Yep.
And if they drop off the grid, you can make an estimate of what they're going to look like now based on how they aged before.
Well, they already kind of do that with the whole missing children pictures, don't they?
Yeah, but they take a composite from other relatives. If you had like a good timeline of the person's own face, I think it could be much more accurate.
Yeah, so I'm willing to bet they're just going to be scraping yearbooks next.
Yep.
And
so I recommend going out and getting a good meth habit for about 10 years.
Really change up the old face.
Change up the old face for a while.
If you don't have time for the meth addiction, there's always power tools.
Yeah.
Get fat in high school and then lose it the moment you graduate.
Unfortunately, it's a lot harder to do the opposite, be real skinny in high school and then get fat when you get done. Or that's usually the way it goes, I should say. It's not harder. It's easier to do the opposite, go skinny to fat. But fat to skinny.
Not with liposuction.
Or the emergency version where you're using a shop vac and an old knife.
Stop giving away my secrets.
Whatever gets the job done.
God. Can you imagine that horrendous mess? You walk in and there's somebody using the shop vac to do emergency liposuction.
There are people that they're using Fix-A-Flat for implants.
That's true.
I don't rule anything out anymore, Morps. Nothing.
Madman suggesting the blowtorch. So, yeah.
Melt that fat right off.
You can go for that good old... I just about to make a really bad joke. I caught myself.
Always a first.
I say go for that really good stepped on a landmine look. Yeah.
Yeah, the Bogota look is very in this year.
Well, you like being...
I'll show you on a map later, Sod, where Bogota is.
Okay. Oh, okay, that's good, because I have no fucking clue.
You know, when you really want to take that cosplay of the bad guy in Captain America right out. Okay. All right, that's... Yeah, we all agree this is bad. Other than jokes about, you know, emergency facial reconstruction surgery, I can't think of what else to say about the government scraping your pictures from the internet.
Other than good luck stopping it.
Yeah, that's for damn sure.
Too late now.
Well, I've been thinking about this, you know, quite a bit, actually, and, you know, everybody's worried about who's going to control the social networks. I don't think anybody is. I think it's just going to be flat-out apathy. You're going to have governments wishing that they could influence people on social networks to stop, you know, taking selfies and pictures of food and actually, you know, do something, vote this way or that way.
Oh, yeah, think about it on another way, Morse. Say you're using this stuff, not for homeland security, but for, say, kidnapping in a third world country. Oh, look, what? It looks like the CEO of so-and-so's little girl who posts Facebook shit has just announced they're going to be holidaying just off the coastline of some African...
Oh, hell, you get that now. It's called pleaserobme.com.
Yeah, I mean... That's where governments could be stepping in and going, look, dude, you're a little bit invaluable to this country with what you do and run as a corporation. Please stop your kid posting shit about what your family does.
I could see that. Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, there's already related practice happening, whereas, like, someone who's really well connected, like, say, through their phone, will be in this third world country. Someone will steal their phone, figure out that everyone knows they're there, but now they can't communicate with them because they don't have the phone, and then they'll start contacting relatives and be like, we have this guy, give us some money. Even though the guy might be perfectly all right, he can't get a hold of them.
Well, that's not bad.
And this has happened a couple times.
Interesting. I hadn't heard that one.
I must guess the I Have Nothing team together. Time for a holiday.
Nice. All right. Well, unless anybody else has anything on that, I'm going to move on to the first story I have on the list here. It's from The Guardian. The UK government has said it wants to hand out life sentences for anyone found guilty of a cyber attack that has a catastrophic effect under plans announced in the Queen's speech. Any hackers that manage to carry out cyber attacks which result in loss of life, serious injury or illness, or serious damage to national security or significant risk thereof would face the full life sentencing, according to the serious crime bill proposed in Wednesday's Queen's speech. They literally... Now, okay, the loss of life and serious illness, that's, you know, hacking a hospital. I can almost
it's
see
the
that.
Last line.
It's the national security or significant risk thereof.
Thereof. Those words there, you're fucked, because they're just going to go, well...
You could have done
Timmy
this.
Timmy pressed enter here at Subject's House A, which we perceived, if had have gone ahead as successfully, wiped out NORAD. If this is perfectly lined up, NORAD's gone. Yeah, jail time. I just downloaded a Beyonce picture. You know what I mean?
Yeah, ouch. Good callback, too.
Yeah, but think about that. Like, say if some kid goes to a Department of Defense website, for example, and tries to log in and fails, and doesn't do anything from that point on. The wording of this says they can go forward and be like, well, if he got in, he could have done some serious damage.
Yeah.
They downloaded a Beyonce picture. That would have killed NORAD.
Let's see. As well as targeting cyber terrorists, the new offense in the proposed update to the Computer Misuse Act of 1990 would also hand harsher sentences to those hackers carrying out industrial espionage and would have a maximum sentence of 14 years for attacks that create a significant risk of severe economic or environmental damage or social disruption. Social disruption.
Yeah, what the hell is that?
That's getting on, you know, pick your social network or chat room and saying, hey, we're going to have a riot.
Deleting all your Facebook selfies.
Yeah, deleting all your Facebook selfies so they can't do the facial recognition on you? Yeah, that's 14 years in jail.
Wow.
I mean,
I love the future.
And you know, it's, you think I'm exaggerating this. You read this and it's like, well, no, this is so they can get, you know, serious cyber criminals and throw them in jail. Have you looked at how they're applying the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act over here? They're actually, and they talk about it later in the story, certain kinds of research is deemed illegal. Experts known as penetration testers who look for weaknesses in internet infrastructure often carry out similar attacks to real cyber criminals in their attempts to improve the security of the web, such as scanning for vulnerabilities. I don't know if I talked about it last week or not. H.D. Moore was told by the FBI to quit doing his port scanning project. Let's see, was it ports.io? Because he was finding all kinds of shit all over the place, and they told him to quit it.
Where did they have the right to tell him to quit it?
I don't. Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, I guess. But, yeah, I mean, you can go find stories all over the place of security professionals who've been told to knock it off, don't do that research, or you're going to jail. Every year now, Black Hat and, you know, pick your security conference. There's plenty of them. But Black Hat's the big one that always happens at. Somebody goes in and shuts down a talk. It's like, nope, we don't want you talking about that. That news is not allowed to get out.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, that's every insane. Year. So you think I'm exaggerating when they're talking about life sentences for anything that threatens national security. The way they're abusing these laws already.
Yeah.
When they say, oh, well, we can, you know, put you in jail longer or for life if we decide it's national security, that scares the hell out of me, especially given my own job.
Sure.
I mean,
given my Friday nights, I'm terrified.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not in the tech industry anymore, specifically at the computer security industry.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
That actually reminded me of a story another podcast I listened to, the Southern Fried Security Podcast.
Yeah.
If you listen to that one, Morps. They were talking about there is a gentleman who has a talk about pacemakers.
Yeah, like he wants to know if it's okay to show up with an attack that can kill someone.
That can actually potentially kill someone because you could like actually connect to a pacemaker and shut it down.
Yeah.
He's like, should I go to... I think it was... I think it might have been DEF CON.
It was DEF CON. Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know.
Should
if I
go
I
to DEF CON with an
not.
Attack that could actually kill someone?
Yeah. It's
like, the answer is yes.
Yeah.
The answer is yes, and you test it against the first, you make sure nobody in the audience has a pacemaker. And then you test it against the one that's not actually hooked up to anybody to show it's shutting down. Although, if you really want to scare people, you know the people who have severe erectile dysfunction and they have to have that little pump to make it work?
You connect to that instead and just,
you know, just
like a hydraulic piston.
But the thing is, you know, you really want to scare them. You get one of those, again, outside of a person. You don't want to actually injure your audience members. And just hook it up to a balloon and watch it pop. God. That's a horrible joke, and I apologize for making it. I hope all of you are visualizing it now.
I am. It's beautiful. I just got blood in the balloon, though, going all over the audience. It's great. Screams of terror in the auditorium. People rushing out, FBI rushing in. It's looking great. Morph's looking sketchy on stage and exiting stage right to a waiting car when Madman screaming, get in, I'll show him my ass.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, in all seriousness, you know, dick popping jokes due to pacemaker hacks aside, these laws are already very poorly written because the people who write them do not understand what the hell they're talking about. The Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, the scenario we were joking about earlier about somebody going to a DoD website, trying to log in once and failing and leaving, that falls under the unauthorized use provision or unauthorized access provision of the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. They could actually prosecute that kid. Nobody bothers to because, my God, tracking down a random IP, trying to log in once and then leaving. But not that it's impossible. It's just that it's not worth the effort.
Well, dude, it's almost in parallel with the one punch law here in Australia, where you punch someone once, you go to jail for 15 years.
Yeah.
But if you punch someone multiple times, you get a trial. That we've just seen the cases of assault going through the roof. They're like one punches. People are kicking the shit out of each other just so they can get a trial.
Yeah. And I kind of don't blame them when they've got the laws structured so silly.
So if you're going to break into the DoD, make sure you do it fucking well.
The ultimate answer is don't get caught and don't advertise what you're doing. Because, I mean, this is why you see security vulnerabilities disclosed on Pastebin as opposed to emailing a company. There are examples abound of people who've said, hey, I found a problem with your website, and the company turns around and threatens them with a lawsuit because they say, oh, you're trying to hack our stuff. This has happened to me, although not quite as bad. I was... local hospital at the time didn't have their Wi-Fi security up to snuff, and so I was sitting there looking through their network, and then I walked up and told one of their people, hey, you all need to change your passwords. This is patient data. I was escorted out of the building. This is years ago now, but I mean,
probably lucky that that's the only thing that happened.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't all that old. I wasn't. I pass as some kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's absolutely a real problem anymore that they don't understand what they're talking about. And, you know, when they're going after people who are doing the security research, you know, the people who are trying to test and fix for problems as opposed to the actual criminals, because I guess it's easier to go after the researchers, you know, since they tell you who they are and publish
exactly
what they do.
They come forward.
Gee.
You know everything about them already.
It's like, you know, look, he wrote a white paper. This is our evidence. He's got his name on it. Here's what he did.
Yep.
All right, next one up is from news.com.au. The announcement of the feature has sparked an online backlash with users mobilizing in an effort to get the social media giant to kill off the development in what objectors have described as a Big Brother move. The feature turns on the phone's microphone and picks up what is happening, such as a music or TV playing in the background. Facebook will then automatically add at the end of their status update something like watching Game of Thrones, listening to Coldplay, or watching strange porn. I mean...
Awesome.
Think about this for a second here. I didn't quite get the cadence right for the joke. Facebook is adding a feature in air quotes, to their mobile app that when you're writing a status update for Facebook, it's going to kick on the microphone and record what you're doing, send it off to their server so it can identify what you're watching on the TV or what music you're listening to so it can tag it at the end of your status. Really?
Well, see, the thing is, all of us understand that this is bad, but how many of us do fucking Facebook updates? None of us, because we don't do that stupid shit. So there's a part of me that says, you know what? Fucking people want to be that stupid? Let them. What do I care?
Well, but... okay, that's fair ball, but...
Yeah, but this also preys on people who are tech ignorant. Like, a lot of people don't realize this is possible.
Yeah, they'd never know what's going on. They wouldn't... Facebook says the feature will be used for harmless things, like identifying the song or TV show playing in the background. But by using the phone's microphone every time you write a status update, it has the ability to listen to everything. Facebook responded to the backlash late last week, posting a myth-busting statement. Myth-busting statement, really? In an effort to lessen users' fears. The post stressed that the feature was optional and that the listening in was only occurred when the user was writing a status update. Facebook also maintains it was not interested in listening to your private conversations. No matter how interesting the conversation, the feature does not store sound or recordings. Bullshit. Facebook isn't listening or storing your conversations, the statement read. Okay, that is not how the technology works. They have to store it so they can send it up to their servers because your phone does not have enough horsepower nor the database to figure out that you're listening to last week's Game of Thrones episode.
Exactly.
Also,
you happen to be watching Game of Thrones in a country that it hasn't aired yet.
Although it would be kind of fun to get a bunch of friends in the background to mimic the show badly and see if you can get Facebook to still identify.
Well, it is important to note that like Facebook does a lot of things. It's like that are optional, and then they change the terms of service quietly later to make it not optional.
Well, it's not just making it not optional. Facebook also has this nasty habit of every time they change their terms of service or an option page of resetting your account back to default. So if it's on by default, okay, you go in and turn it off. You know, a month later, it's going to be back on because Facebook changed a setting somewhere and decided to reset your account back to default. They've done this several times.
Yeah. And of course, they changed the menus so that you can't figure out where it was.
Yeah. So,
is there enhancements? Pay no attention to the enhancements. Enhancements are your friend.
Pretty much. I mean, and this is just freaking creepy. Why would... I mean, this is literally the Orwellian fear.
Because the people that use...
Oh, damn it, something's playing.
Facebook like that don't care about shit like that. They don't even think about it. They're probably asking for it. They're like, what's the latest, next greatest, coolest thing? You know, that'll
wow.
do.
So, I mean, I kind of have to wonder, maybe it'd be better if you took a needle and destroyed the microphone in your phone, and when you actually wanted to make a phone call, you plugged your headset into it.
If you go through your end user agreement on your phone, are you legally allowed to destroy part of it?
Yeah. Oh. I think. Well, you do own the physical device.
But I'd check.
It's a good point.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's in there, man. That you cannot alter that phone in any said way without whoever's company express permission.
Yeah, that's a good point, because they go after the console guys who do mod chips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
this is specifically the app that does this. Probably not the browser version, because they would have to get permission from the browser and then, again, from the system to use your microphone. So I think they're using the app to get around all its security measures. So I guess one short-term solution for people who still want to use Facebook on their phone is to just not use the app. Use a browser that is probably a little more trustworthy for now.
Well, you know, I just recently got switched back to an iPhone for the job. And, you know, reinstalling a bunch of stuff, I've noticed it asks a lot different apps that want to use your microphone. Of course, I do a bunch of audio stuff, so it's not all that weird to see an audio app say, hey, can this use your microphone? But it is weird when you see a web page asking for it. Of course, I always deny it, but, you know, what if that dialog box is lying to you? You hit deny, and then it lets it do it anyways.
That's true.
So, because that error has actually happened in early builds of Chrome. The whole, there was a bug in Chrome that would let websites use HTML5 to turn the microphone on, either without you warning the user or even though the user said no, they'd still turn it on. I don't remember. It was fixed fairly quickly. And it was a legit, it was a real bug. It wasn't like anything malicious. But anyways, I wonder about these things, you know?
Creepy story.
All right. Yeah. Next one is from CNBC.com and is hilarious. In a cease and desist letter sent to Netflix, Verizon asked Netflix to provide a list of customers on the Verizon network. Okay, I must have cut the first paragraph off. Netflix has been putting whenever they get excessive buffering in their webpage, they've been putting an error up saying your ISP is not providing enough bandwidth to reach Netflix, you should talk to your ISP. And I think it usually it'll detect who your ISP is and say, you know, you're on Verizon. You should call Verizon and complain. So Verizon sent a cease and desist letter to Netflix about this, you know, automated error message, right? And they want a list of customers on the Verizon network who Netflix delivered the notices to. Otherwise, they could face further legal action.
What?
Yeah, it's an error message, right?
Yeah, exactly, and they're customizing it.
Yeah, failure to provide this information may lead us to pursue legal remedies, Verizon General Counsel Randall Milch said in a letter to Netflix General Counsel David Hyman. In mid-May, Netflix started displaying messages on the screen for some customers when a video is buffering, saying there's congestion on the network of Verizon and other internet service providers. So yeah, it's a script, right? It's like, oh, you're getting buffering a lot, so we're going to throw up this error message saying you should call your ISP and complain, probably because Netflix was getting people calling up and complaining.
Yeah, pass the buck.
So,
why not? If it's not your company's fault, you should be able to point that out.
I guess, but I just love the cease and desist over an error message because it calls out their ISP. And you know this had to happen because Verizon's call centers were getting all these people bitching about Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Rightfully so. That whole, you know, you're on the internet fast lane. You know, fuck you, Netflix. You didn't give us money, so, you know, you're in the slow lane. It's bullshit.
Well, sorry, you must not know my opinion on the net neutrality shit.
Well, haven't we? We've talked about it before.
I think we have.
I mean, yeah.
I, you know, I don't care about the fast lane and slow lane stuff. I don't want the government writing regs.
Yeah.
I'd rather deal with the ISPs versus websites fighting it out, because that problem is not one of we need the FCC to step in and write rules. That's we need more ISPs. We need more competition so that if somebody starts playing games, you just go to the next one. The problem is, like, I right now literally have no choice of ISPs, so I'm really on a really crappy internet connection right now.
Right.
And, you know, I can't, and nickel and dime you to death, and then they wonder, I'm dealing with Comcast right now, they still haven't fixed my internet connection. And they sent a tech out, he didn't do shit, they charged me $50 for it. I called to complain, like, oh, yeah, well, sorry.
We're the only game in town. What are you going to do?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Fuck you for calling.
So, I'm just frustrated. I got to figure out something else because this is not working. So, anyways, let's see. Anybody else have anything on this Verizon Netflix thing?
Nope.
Nope.
All right, let's see. Next one up is from the BBC. And RU sent me this story, and it's horrifying. Japanese firm SoftBank has unveiled a robot called Pepper, which it says can read human emotions. It uses an emotional engine and a cloud-based artificial intelligence system. Artificial intelligence in the cloud that allows it to analyze gestures, expressions, and voice tones. The firm said people could communicate with it just like they would with friends and family, and it could perform various tasks. It's going to go on sale for the public next year for approximately $2,000. People describe others as being robots because they have no emotions, no heart. Screw the quotes. I'm not even worried about that. So what they've done, is what SoftBank has done, is they've made this creepy-looking robot, and they've got a server farm set up that's feeding this thing AI, and it has a quote-unquote emotional engine. So, because it's doing it all in the cloud, if you, like, cuss one of these things out, are you going to get a phone call saying stop verbally abusing the robot?
Because it's based in the cloud, could you get in there and somehow invert the variables so it reacts backwards to all emotions?
Well, I'd think that it might do that anyways, just from a bug. I mean, you imagine the next time a virus gets into one of these things?
I just hope they didn't use any of the virtual learning that, what was that, Microsoft?
No, not Microsoft, Chatbot.
Chatbot, yeah. Because if it took any virtual learning from that, oh my god.
Well,
got 4chan, the robot.
I actually kind of, I really wonder about this thing, though, because it supposedly understands emotions. Are you going to get in trouble for emotionally abusing your robot?
Oh, yeah, if you don't act civil to it.
I mean...
Well,
go ahead.
I'm just thinking, it's like, okay, does it... It understands emotions, but of course it can't experience emotions. We usually call those people sociopaths.
Hang on.
Toasty!
There you go.
Yeah.
I forgot
wow,
I had
that's
that.
I never even thought of the aspect of that when it goes all fucking crazy bot on you.
I mean...
Because it's jealous.
Well, if this thing's intelligent, it could manipulate the shit out of you.
I mean, this is the storyline to Terminator. Robots hooked up to the internet running AI. I
mean... I'm just thinking, what if you put an emotionally crippled person in front of it? Are you going to emotionally cripple the robot?
I don't know.
Have they tested it with women?
I know Aryu's seen it because he sent me the story. But anybody else pull this up and look at the pictures of this thing yet?
And if anybody has a problem with my woman comment, then direct all hate mail to Madman. He's looking forward to it. He enjoys hate mail.
I mean, this thing is creepy looking. I mean, it looks like it's like a doll riding around on wheels with an iPad stapled to the front of it. I mean, I could just see this thing, like, you know, walking out of a hallway covered in blood saying, "I'm sorry, Dave, but you're a problem and must be eliminated." It's just like...
It's a robotic mermaid Teletubby from Doctor Who.
Yes! And Hugo wins.
Those arms look mighty powerful, though. Look like you could choke a bitch out.
Well, you're supposed to feel... You're supposed to understand emotion.
What happens when you get drunk in front of it? Is it going to, like, console you? I mean... It's going to be like,
I love
get me...
you, robot. my beer, this is going to be great.
If you ask it to get a beer, is it going to check with the cloud and make sure it's okay that you have one more beer?
Oh, it'll check with your smart wrist thing to check your blood alcohol. Sorry, you've had too many beers today. You'll get up and you'll just fucking slap it. Don't you fucking talk to me. Tell me when I've had enough, fucking robot.
Well,
you know, if it starts, well, for your own health, you shouldn't have that bit. And it turns into Nagtron 9000.
Screw Nagtron. It's going to be, I can bring you another drink, sir, but I will have to report your alcoholic intake to your life insurance company.
Oh, God.
Damn it.
And that's assuming it bothers to tell you. It has to have an internet connection. It's cloud-based AI.
So what if it's got record functions as well?
Think if Google buys out this company.
It posts to Facebook automatically for you.
Oh.
MadeBot 9000 posts. Madman
just had another bourbon.
MadeBot 9000 posts, here's Master watching strange porn.
It'll post your current mood like the old MySpace pages.
Oh,
current
God.
Mood, orgasming.
Current mood, angry drunk. Yelling at internet again.
help, I'm being abused by the robot.
It posts the selfie with the cracked face. toddlers.
Oh, yeah. How's he going to interpret toddlers?
Yeah, I mean, you know, toddlers who get weird stuff. Kids say weird stuff. And draw on things. So I'm just imagining the robot walking out after being doodled on by toddlers and repeating very, very strange concepts.
Dude, even better, a manic female, 15 years old, suffering from manic. Like, so she's either manically depressed or manically happy. How's it going to deal with that?
The robot's going to come out with strange score marks down its arms. So, how long till you see the first robot suicide? I mean, really?
3 years, 5 days, 2 minutes from now.
thank you. Are you the time traveler? All right.
Yeah, I just nothing of good can come from this. That's all I'm saying.
I agree. This thing's
creepy. And I'm just glad the first people to experiment with radiation are going to be the first people to experiment with emotional robots. Good luck with that. It went well with Hiroshima. We'll see how it goes with this one, Tokyo.
Ooh. No, wait till the NSA starts reading your robot logs.
Great. Now I'm just depressed. That story made me happy up until then.
Sorry. All right, let's do the next one then. Yeah, because it's hilarious. The Secret Service has put out an ad. They want analytics software that can help synthesize social media postings and data. The software should seek to define and discover those who truly influence social media and at its core. Moreover, it has to make sense of the constant stream of invective, love, opinion, criticism, emotional support, alleged facts, and news. It has to root out the wheat, the chaff, the gruff, and the guff. It also has to decipher sarcasm. The Secret Service is putting out an ad.
No, it doesn't.
They want software that will analyze social media and pick up sarcasm.
Oh,
well, if they could work with the NSA and these robot guys, they could pull the information from Facebook and the emotional information from the robot and compare timestamps to figure out what your emotions were when you posted.
Oh, and then it can link up with ad software to sell you mood drugs.
God!
And then once you've taken them and you haven't stabilized out, could notify the authorities and the rubber truck will come around for your re-education.
You know what the sad part? The sad part is when I opened the show talking about the police state, that was originally supposed to be a joke. I'm just going to point that out. It wasn't a police state when I wrote that line. I'm not sure that that's the case anymore.
Just saying, when we put the show notes, well, when Morphs put the show notes together today, George Orwell farted from his grave.
Yeah.
Just saying. It was audible.
The
applications for this stuff are just fucking frightening.
Oh, I forgot to leave a very important note out on this Secret Service software. They want to make sure it's compatible with Internet Explorer 8.
No, of course. Nice.
Just, you know, throwing that out there that apparently they're still living on IE8.
God damn.
Oh, that's the first time I've had a good belly laugh in a while.
That's the only thing funny about this story.
The fact that they think somebody's actually going to figure out sarcasm in an algorithm? Really?
The fact that they think it's going to be compatible with Windows 8.
Wow.
Oh, and just to wrap up the news stories here, somebody found some really fun information and posted it to Facebook or Pastebin. It's relating to the TrueCrypt discussion we did last week. Let's isolate the first letter of each word. U-T-I N-S-A-I-M-C-U-S-I. And of course, that's not a pronounceable word, but if you spread it out, you get uti NSA I'm kusi, which is Latin for if I wish to use the NSA. They've grabbed the slug line from the very top of that warning page saying use BitLocker and figured out that apparently it's a rough Latin translation for if I wish to use the NSA.
I don't even know what to say to that.
So somebody's really working hard.
Either somebody's really reaching for that,
yeah.
Or they really did stick in a secret message. But I'm just betting somebody had way too much time on their hands.
I'm kind of that opinion as well. They did get a hold of a couple of the people who claimed to be the TrueCrypt authors, and they were complaining about a lack of support from the community, like financially.
Okay. Yep.
So. That I think there's some people speculating they were pissed because the audit of TrueCrypt got way more money than they ever did to write it.
Okay.
Which I could actually see that. But yeah. I don't know. It kind of sucks because you're not going to be able to trust anything that comes out of TrueCrypt anymore because there is a good chance that, you know, they got the government fruit basket, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, if it really was the developers just saying the hell with it and hanging it up, I don't have the link for the show notes, but there is a site in Sweden that's mirrored all the code, and they're just going to re-release it as GPL. I don't know how that works. I don't know how you just grab code and decide it's GPL now. But since the original authors are all anonymous and none of them want to come forward, I guess they'd have a hard time suing you for it. But, yeah, I don't know. Somebody was reaching, but it's great fun to see just how far somebody went to... And apparently it really is a Latin translation. So,
and just in case you are the guy that figured all that out, maybe you should be going to the NSA applying for a job in their coding rooms.
Yeah, no shit.
I could see that.
A little bit of the autism or a little bit of the Rain Man, I think.
Mm.
Anyways.
Did Morps die?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm fine. I got mildly distracted there for a second. I shouldn't click links. Sard is posting. I'm trying to do a show. It's like, wait,
sorry
wait,
about
wait,
that.
What? So, all right, let's do this.
What is it with you and traps?
I don't know. He's on about that, isn't he? It's like it always weirds me out personally. I'm just not. I mean, if that's what you're into, good for you, man. But I can't get into that. Sorry.
I prefer my chicks without dicks.
Yeah, thank you. Are you? That's a.
You post one link, and you're marked for the forever.
One link a week. I mean. So, all right. So for Digital Dojo tonight, what I've got is fairly simple, and I actually got it off Hackaday, but the actual site is at julianoliver.com. The guy put together a script that detects it. It's grabbing a bunch of other open source tools, Aircrack, NG Suite mainly. It's looking for the MAC addresses to show up in the Wi-Fi traffic of Google Glass. I guess for anybody who isn't aware, usually the first three digits in a MAC address, you know, a network hardware address, identify the manufacturer. And there's databases out there of them. And so somebody's figured out that Google Glass, they've figured out the first four hex sets for the MAC address of Google Glass. So they've got this little script that just watches for that to show up and then just blasts them off the Wi-Fi network with deauths.
That's kind of funny.
I just skimmed the script. I think it was deauths.
Yeah.
It might have been terrifying if you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a new thing to think about.
It's funny.
I
mean,
fucking cyberpunk as hell, though.
That's
about it.
It's like, oh, you're running a camera. Blammed.
Gone.
Yeah.
Now
it's funny, but I mean, if you can do it with Google Glass, you could hypothetically do it with any specific device.
Thank you, Yugo. Yep. You went exactly the same place I did with this script. All you have to do is change the script a little bit and change what MAC addresses it's looking for. You can just blam any known device off your network if you know what its MAC address family is.
Hell, you could do it the other way around and say only this brand is allowed.
That's true. Yeah, if it's not this, you know, blast it off the network. That's absolutely the case.
This is an Apple-only office.
That's funny because I was going to go the no Apple route.
Yeah,
I actually are you? Was it you I was talking about with it? And I was like, you know, if you want to just blast all MacBooks off the network. But yeah, you could do the Apple only office. You could blast, you know, let's say you didn't like Samsung phones, blast all Samsung phones off a network.
Oh, what about exclusivity contracts with hotel chains? And say the Apple, Apple only work with this Wi-Fi here, nothing else will.
There are easier ways to do that if you control the network.
Good point.
You just go in and whitelist that MAC octet in the network hardware. In that case, this is for doing it to networks you do not control.
Yeah,
you know, you stick a Raspi or a modified, you know, cell phone in your pocket, running this, and you just blam whatever off the network. It's great.
What if you hid one of these somewhere and had it randomly rotate through hex blocks?
You would drive whoever owned that network insane. Especially if you did use like the Raspi or TP-Link or, you know, something that's just tiny. Or even better, something that looks like something else. You know,
use a phone.
Yeah, sure. Just use a phone and tape it to the underside of a table.
Yeah.
And they'll never find it. Or, you know, hide it down. Find a fake plant and hide it under the dirt. I mean,
turn it into the lost and found.
You just leave it. I like it. Actually, that's, yeah. Toasty! There you go. I mean,
there you go.
That's fantastic.
Trojan horse style. Very well, no, nice.
That's funny because one of the other podcasts I was listening to earlier today, they were talking with the Pony Express guys, and they were talking about people doing that with the cell phone you can buy from them, which is retardedly expensive for what it is. You know, because the cell phone beacons back over 3G and gives you a Wi-Fi that you can control. So the idea was to have it in your pocket or just, you know, turn it into the lost and found or leave it with a check-in and let somebody remotely do all the network work. It was a fantastic concept. So it's just funny that Hugo brings that right up. So
it's not really... Go ahead.
How many phones get turned in at work?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'll just sit in a box.
Yeah.
Do you all even turn them off?
No, like you turn on the phone, and if it's locked, you pretty much just throw it in the box. If it's not locked, you cheat, try to find the owner, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, just lock the phone. It'll get
you
thrown in the box.
You missed a step. Clone entire phone, then find owner.
Well, they don't advertise that.
We all know
what
Hugo is going to do tomorrow when he goes to work. He's going to go in that box, fucking start rummaging through them, turn them all off.
Pull the batteries.
Yeah, there you go.
Just hit him with a hammer. Crunch, crunch, crunch. What are you doing? We're solving a risk.
I'm protecting us. Leave me alone.
You'd never be able to explain it in a million years why you were smashing cell phones.
This is all in the name of security, national security.
Now I'm getting the you know, so anybody else now getting the visual of Sard in the bathroom, takes his selfie, pulls out the hammer, smashes the phone, and Fox is still wondering what the fuck he's doing in his bathroom.
Securing your bathroom sucks.
Alright, there we go. Next meetup, that's my goal. I'm gonna get a selfie in the bathroom with Fox. Yeah,
well, it's no fun if you warn him.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'll tell him not to listen to this one. He'll have no idea.
Like, don't listen to that pure decking. He's going to listen to it immediately.
I'll just ban him from it completely. Like, you can't listen to pure decking anymore at all. Never.
Yeah, that'll work out. Because I don't have enough. Because I only have a handful of listeners as it is. We're going to ban one. Great. That's all I got.
Wow.
Anybody got anything else?
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
Listen to the stream. We're always working on it. It's been fairly quiet lately just because real life has been kicking everybody's butt. But once things calm down a bit, we'll really get back to hitting it hard. But the stream is always running. It's always there. Of course, Pure Decking every Thursday. Noise is on long-term hiatus. Dialogues. Missing Dialogues every Tuesday. I don't know that one's always live, but Laura's still doing his shows. IHN is on hiatus.
We're on hiatus.
Hugo, your show is now on hiatus, isn't it?
Yeah, until I can figure out if my position's stable or not.
Yeah. So, I've got no other shows to plug at the moment, I think. Laura's stuff, which I already did, but that's... So, of course, you know, hit up the Galaxy 15 Radio site, the Twitter handle, the feedback form, the IRC channel, and the subreddit. We no longer have a sim on OS Grid. That's long gone. I need to update my template. That's all I've got, unless anybody has something they want to throw out before I hit play on this music here.
And assault robots.
for being a corporate whore. Fuck you. Right now is a corporate war. Get out of the economic prison.